Watertown residents and members of the city's police force met last night for the first time since the killing of one of the Marathon bombing suspects and the capture of the second suspect. The meeting was billed as an opportunity for residents to show their appreciation to police, who played a surprising role in the shootout and manhunt for the bombing suspects. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the police also showed their appreciation for residents.
The meeting at Watertown High School began with a round of applause, perhaps 150 residents clapping for the police, and police on stage applauding residents. The featured speaker was Watertown Chief of Police Edward DeVoe, head of the department 65 officers strong, who served this quiet suburban community, usually in the shadow of Boston.
Whenever we go on vacation or travel around, we don't say we're from Boston anymore, we say we're from Watertown. And people know what you're talking about. You know, before they wouldn't, but like, we're on the map, and we're off the map for good reason. A lot of cities, towns, police departments are known for a negative. We'll always be known for a positive.
Seated on stage but saying little were police officers John McClellan, Joe Reynolds, Jeff Puglisi, the three who were first on the scene when suspects drove down Laurel Street, stopped their cars, and started shooting at them. Chief DeVoe calls the men heroes.
It's just amazing to me how brilliant they were, the decisions they made under horrific conditions. When I got there, it was a little bit after the shooting had over, and Sergeant McClellan came over to me and said, Chief, I violated policy. I said, John, what are you talking about? And he says, well, you know, they were shooting at me, and they were shooting at my car, so I put it in drive, and I let it roll down the street so I could get cover. And he says, Chief, it rolled down the street and it smashed into another car. And I said, John, that is brilliant. I think there might have been a few more adjectives in there, but and he says, you're not mad at me? You know, I said, no, come over here, I want to hug you. You know, they don't teach that at the academy, but they will now.
Already the story has become a legend, but the battle took its toll. A special stress unit from the federal ATF was brought in. Chief DeVoe says they helped his officers and their families.
We expect them to come back in a month or two and see where we're at. But that's never going to end. You know, what I said to these guys is, like, we have your back today, tomorrow, next month, next year, 5 years from now. But it's not easy. You know, they saw things that no one wants to see.
The battle also took a toll on the Watertown Police Department's budget. Three patrol cars totaled in hundreds of hours in overtime during the crisis cost $250,000 and more. Insurance covers some, and city officials are negotiating with state and federal agencies, hoping they'll recover most of the rest. But some Watertown residents want it to be a more positive, lasting legacy from the dramatic and, for some, traumatic shootout and lockdown. For Jay Darby, fear inspired resolve that day. He lives close to where the second suspect was captured.
I mean, the boat is literally down the street, take a right, and that's, you know, the street, Franklin Street, where the boat was. And we just had this urge to go out and do something to help. I mean, just sort of the sense of we all have to do something. I didn't know it was all of us at the time. I just said, I want to go do something. So we formed the foundation literally the next Monday.
The new nonprofit Watertown Police Foundation is selling Watertown Strong T-shirts. The money will be used to improve the relationship between cops, kids, and the community, among other things. So far, they've raised $100,000, including a large contribution from one of Watertown's most famous former residents, the family of Frank McCourt, ex-owner of the L.A. Dodgers. But for Watertown residents who came to the meeting hoping to learn something new about the shootout, they would leave disappointed. Police Chief Edward DeVoe apologized for not answering most questions, citing the ongoing investigation and pending prosecution.
We're not going to talk about the perimeter. We're not going to talk about, what weapons were involved or weren't involved, and how long the guy was away and where did he go and all that stuff. We just can't talk about that.
But Chief DeVoe did make a tantalizing statement, saying there may be some big surprises when officials finally can talk. And at the end, the meeting concluded the way it started, with Watertown residents applauding the police officers and police officers applauding residents. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.